I did go to a restaurant the other day. I've been out eating like in patios and stuff recently because I've just been hungry. I haven't been to like a Mexican restaurant in a long time, so I went to one. I actually went there twice in 1 week. I went for dinner and I went for brunch. The wait staff, they were wearing masks that were below the nose. Mm-hmm. In fact, when the girl came out to take the order, she had the mask under her chin.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my mask up. She's like, oh, so sorry. And never put back the mask. So my thing is, I don't know. I think there should be some kind of a rule. Like if you shouldn't tip the wait staff if they didn't wear the mask properly. Because why am I tipping you for giving me corona? Let's go to our panel. Clark, who works in the service industry. Clark, what do you think?
Yeah, you, well, you know, do what you feel when it comes to tipping.
Now, should I make a note if I say, I feel like you endangered my life by not wearing your mask correctly. So this is the reason for the, you're not getting a tip. I feel like there should be a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Well,
otherwise, she's just going to think I'm a douche.
Mm-hmm. Or a Karen.
Or a Karen. Mm-hmm. So which I am kind of being a Karen, but at the same time, I'm worried about my health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a pandemic, mm-hmm. and I get that, you know, wearing these masks all day running around, you know, can be a little bit intrusive, but just go in the back, take it off, you know, breathe a little bit, and then put it back on and go back to work.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was busy either. There was like five people in the whole restaurant, and I was the only one out in the patio.
Well, I'm going to come from a legal standpoint.
Okay. So let's go to our panel. Eric, the legal expert.
Yeah. Well,
he watched a lot of Matlock.
I'm next to talk. So, but it's my
turn. I'm talking.
Yeah. It's my turn. So I'm talking, Clark.
So, sorry.
You're still talking. I mean, I'm still talking and your mouth is still moving.
I'm sorry.
I need your mouth to be like this and you're still flapping at the mouth. Okay. No, I mean, I agree with you, Michael. Yes, if you don't take the lead on the repercussion, which is going to cost them less by you telling them, like, what, lose a few dollars, right?
Right.
Compared to losing thousands when they're fined by the state.
Right. Or when I sue them because I got thrown at their restaurant.
Exactly.
Like, so I feel like if I managed a restaurant or owned a restaurant or whatever, and my wait staff did not properly wear, you know, if it's one thing if it's an accident that happened one time. Oops, I forgot. Mm-hmm. You know, I had it down. You know, I was talking to somebody in the back, whatever. That stuff happens. But if this person consistently, the entire time I was there, never wore the mask correctly or wore it at all. So on something like that, that should be grounds for termination. Clark, what do you think? 2 minutes.
Non-legal expert.
Well, just a reminder, you have 2 minutes.
Well, I want to thank you for having me here.
Yes.
And I want to thank Eric for being here for the debate as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
Notice I'm not talking during when you're talking.
Yeah, I didn't notice. You know, here's the deal. It's all a comfortable thing, and that's why I always wear it when I'm serving. People are just dumb. All right. I mean, service industry, we're not dealing with a lot of the smartest people on the planet. I mean, it is what it is.
Now, the busboy in this restaurant always had his mask on correctly. Jose?
You know why? You know why? Probably because he has to deal with more interactions with dirty stuff than anybody else.
Right.
So, I mean, as he should. But, I mean, were other people just flippant about their mask usage in the restaurant?
It was just my waiter and then the person, I guess she clocked out.
Yeah.
And then another one came in. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just probably have a bad place, you know?
2 minutes.
Was this place located in?
Yeah.
It's Dallas. I'll tell you exactly what it is. How can I say this without the spider's not here? I'll just say it and I'll.
Yeah. Oh, I was there.
When?
Like, I was there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Your wait?
Looking that place up the other day to see if they were still open.
Man, that place...
Busier than ever.
There's no way that place could have good social distancing.
They have a whole new area,
it's still tiny.
Yeah, it's so tiny.
But they have like a whole outside thing. They have like a tirage? What do you call it? Like in MASH, whenever they would...
Triage.
What'd I say? Triage?
I don't know what you said.
It's French. Sorry, French is my first language.
But no, the guy that was our waiter, he wore it the whole time. Like, there was no...
Well, and when I went for dinner the night before, everyone did everything properly.
But
they have a triage center out in the parking lot. So half the parking lot is taken up by this giant tent.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's your wait area, and they're all like social distance, like picnic tables. You can't eat out there, which is sad because I really wanted to eat out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the patio, they have everything really spaced out. And that's where I sat. It was really nice, except for
by
when
yourself,
I went for brunch.
Right?
Yeah.
I just find it really ridiculous that the busboy can wear his mask the whole time without being or having interaction with human beings. I don't know why you were going to be scared of plates.
Right.
They're not human beings that are not breathing
on you.
Or speaking, you know, because when you speak,
right,
there's droplets that like spit come out of
right.
your mouth. That's the whole point of how COVID is being transmitted.
Right.
Right.
You picking up plates,
just wear some
gloves.
It's
not dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if the busboy can have that self-awareness and, you know, PPE or whatever they call it, why shouldn't the person talking to me a foot away from my face not have that mask? Like, I feel like I shouldn't. The rule should be anywhere in the United States or anywhere where COVID is rampant right now, if your wait staff is not wearing proper masks and all that stuff and endangering your safety, they don't get tipped. You want to get tipped?
Yeah.
Do a good job. And look out for my safety.
To be honest with you, I mean, you just stepping out and going to a restaurant is at risk anyways.
Yeah, but it's a calculated risk. Like, I'm sitting out in the patio.
It doesn't really matter because, I mean, the wind blows in your face. The COVID's smushed.
I wear a shield. I wear one of those hat shields when I go out. I eat with that. It's very messy, but, you know, it does the job.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, and I wear a mask. While I'm eating, I have one of those ones that opens up.
Yeah, and you wear a condom.
I was about to say.
And a chastity belt.